Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, Thursday, 13th March, 1952, one colonial official made the pronouncement that the Lodz School was in a position to supply the responsible leaders for the British Caribbean. That declaration came from the lips of Sir George Seal, head of the Colonial Development and Welfare Organization, at the Speech Day Prize-giving ceremony at the St. John Institution. Sir George was speaking to an audience in the Memorial Hall, comprising parents and friends of the school, including the Honorable Dr. H.G. Messiah, member of the Legislative Council and chairman of the governing body, and the headmaster, Mr. W.A. Farmer. Expounding on the key issues of character building, such as use of reason, intellectual tolerance, and moral discipline, Sir George postulated, "I believe, from what I have seen today, that the Lodge is one of the schools which can offer all these elements as a contribution to the future of the British West Indies and is well placed to be a nursery of leaders." He lauded the deservedly high reputation of the school in the Eastern Caribbean. Sir George noted that its students spent their formative years in the company of boys from practically all of the islands of this side of the Caribbean, and are so given unrivaled opportunity to develop into future leaders with a real West Indian outlook, not only in politics, but in business and the professions, the church, and the public service. For his part, the headmaster Farmer and old boy of the school reminded his audience that 30% of the boys were from these countries outside Barbados. This was the Lodz School's strength, for it was the sole boarding school in Barbados and had begun its existence as a boarding cum dea boys' school. He revealed that in 1797, there were 20 boarders in a total of 36, and now the boarding establishment contained 85 boys, while another 75 boarded with families who lived near and around the school. In the next 20 years, the school certainly lived up to the high expectations of the speakers, with its graduates employed as teachers in the armed forces in Jamaica and Britain, or were in telecommunications, radio, banking, the sugar industry in St. Kitts, Trinidad and Tobago. Some were in all areas of endeavor in Antigua, Dominica, St. Vincent, and St. Lucia, while others were in politics in Grenada. Some Barbadian graduates were at the new University College of the West Indies in Jamaica. The Lodz School was an important and influential boys' secondary school in the British Caribbean. The prophetic statement of the role of the Lodz School as a nursery for Caribbean leaders was made on this day, 13th March 1952.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.